right, back at it. As we've talked about at great length, of course, November 3rd, 2020 is going to be a seminal day for politics in America. It's the general election for 2020, and it could also reshape state houses around the country. Here in Michigan, Gina Johnson is running for the 71st House District. Gina, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you here. Give me an idea of, for people that don't know, because keeping state house districts straight is a bit difficult for folks. Give me some of the places in the 71st that people would be familiar with.
That would be west side of Lansing, Grand Ledge, Charlotte, part of Eaton Rapids.
All right,
and
so
out county from there.
So as you look at the things going on in the state house in Lansing currently, what would be your priorities for you to take to the job if you make it through the process and are elected to that position?
Well, when you come from any part of the state, I think it's important for you to remember that you are someone who represents that district. You take that to the Capitol, not the other way around, where you take the Capitol's ideas back to your county and push it on them. So we need a representative who does not just rubber stamp whatever the party wants or the governor wants, but they represent their constituents.
So that's a big task these days, because oftentimes you're asked to get in line with what the party wants, no matter what the party is, and you're asked to toe the line for this reason or that reason. And if you do this, then we're going to give you this in return. A lot of people have made, you know, similar promises, Gina, and not to take away your sincerity and not saying that you would break from your pledge, but it does get difficult for people, I think. Your thoughts?
It's absolutely one of the key problems, and not that you don't need some collaboration and camaraderie, and sometimes you got to compromise when you get in there, but you have to remember whom you're working for and who elected you and sent you in there, and that's my commitment to my people. They asked me to run. They want me to go represent them. I'm already thoroughly involved in this community. I've been a businesswoman for over 20 years, educated here, raised my daughter here. And I owe it to them to represent them. And that's what I would want. That's what I want in a representative. And I don't feel that that's going on right now.
Fair enough. And I appreciate that. I see that, and I'm not picking on you here, but I see that you went to the same college as Hillary Clinton. Should I be concerned about that? You know, well, Wellesley, that is.
Yes. Yeah, and in fact, we graduated about 20 years apart, but we get to share all our reunions together.
So well, there you go.
If somebody wants to know how I can be bipartisan and work with everybody, that's a clear example of how I can do that.
Yeah, pretty clearly. Obviously, you have quite a cross-section there, because you are a Republican, a Michigan Family First is your agenda, you say. So tell me about your Michigan Family First agenda. Because I think that would be pretty well contrast to the Democrats. Give me an idea.
Well, I believe that if the family is thriving economically, they feel safe, they got good jobs, and they're able to concentrate on raising their children and taking care of their senior parents, then that's a depiction that the entire community is thriving. When the family does well and they're able to be calm enough to pay their bills and take care of business, they tend to be a better, more active part of the community. The community thrives. People work together. They collaborate well. And that's businesses, charities, civic organizations, and the government all working together. And that's the best case scenario. That's what we have to shoot for. What families need, we need to make sure they have. And it oftentimes starts with the economics.
Gina Johnson here. She is running for the 71st State House District. First-timer, are you?
I am. It's the first time running for a state rep, yeah.
I mean, did you lose a bet? Did you lose your mind? What was going on?
Well, every now and then people ask me that. It's a tough thing to be in politics and government, and that's a good, humorous question. But you got to know you're called. You got to know it's the time. You have the support. You have the desired influence and support from your community. And it's time. It's time, and we don't have, like I said, if we had proper representation right now, I wouldn't have to do this.
Fair enough.
I need to do it, and it's going to be done. I'm going to take it over the finish line.
All right, fair enough. Gina Johnson here. Back to a serious question. In Virginia yesterday, tens of thousands of people turned out at the state house because the state house there, the Senate and House of Representatives, has been taken. I think it's House of Delegates, actually, in Virginia. But it's been taken over by Democrats across the board. And the Democrats moving today and moving quickly to impose a whole series of gun control measures. How concerning do you find it when you see things like that going on? Because it's going to be restrictions on business. It's going to be restrictions on gun ownership. It's going to be tax increases. All of these things coming to Virginia and quickly. What do you make of it?
Well, and it's Virginia is a clear example of one party controlling everything right now. One of the other reasons I'm running is because here in Michigan, we're at risk for that. And I want to make sure the legislature keeps a majority, a Republican majority. And if for no other reason to hold back some of this nonsense that's going on in Virginia, I was at the at our state capitol in Lansing yesterday for the representation that we don't want to turn into a Virginia. And a lot of people turned out, a couple hundred people, a cold day, a day off of work, a lot of people on vacation. So that was a decent turnout for something like this. And we all feel the same way. We cannot become a Virginia. And as long as I'm in the legislature, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure we're not.
Well, Gina, good conversation thus far. If people want to know more about you or what you're doing, where do they go?
Gina for staterep.com or Gina number 4 state rep on Facebook. I'm glad to get to know anyone I don't already know in this area. And
Gina,
I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Greatly appreciate it. Gina Johnson is Gina, G-I-N-A, the number 4 staterep.com. Gina for staterep.com. Gina Johnson, everybody. Thank you for being here, Gina.
Thank you.
This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com, and why wouldn't you? It's free. Free, I said. For peace of mind, how do you beat that? And the answer is, you don't. Around the corner, Ken Wisner will be here. I'll tell you why Ken's important in my life in a moment. Don't go anywhere.